Out of the woods came the moon bears, holding hands and forming squares. Sung to the sky, asking for a seed for a mighty tree that the world might need. The clouds parted with a burning light, for the seed was inside a meteorite.
Hey, sit. I've already ordered. Now, I was going to tell you about Dunadin, a land of desert and mountains in the east that sits between Lex and Staxis, famous for its vast dome structures. These things can be seen for miles. They are huge. Built as ancient burial chambers to celebrate the lives of the emperors of Dunadin, a huge empire. Their empire fell years ago. And they ruled everywhere with an iron fist, but the structures still stand. Now, one more thing you need to know. The Viduna, otherwise known as Brassmen, also lived in Dunadin. Their children, born in the very depths of the ocean under great pressure, which is what makes them so strong. And every spring, the Viduna collect them in their boats and bring them back to the land where they live the rest of their lives. But Dunadin was a cruel empire. And enslaved the Viduna, because their skin was susceptible to the sword and the arrow. After the fall of the Dunadin Empire, the Vidunas vowed never to be enslaved ever again. So from the mines of Dunadin, they forged a metal so strong, they could never be susceptible to the sword and arrow ever again, and never, ever be enslaved. For people call them Brassmen. That metal is far stronger than you could ever imagine. And now, some say they wander the deserts, forever looking for a new home.
Janine! The barrel changed. Oh, librarian. Good to see you.
Good to see you, innkeeper. Yes, my trusty walking stick makes it so I can get about quite well.
Good. Well, I guess you're here to meet General Conky, are you? He's over there at his usual table. He's got quite a deep purse, if you know what I mean. And he likes pickled eggs. So we're getting them back in now. You don't want a pickled egg, do you?
No, thank you. I'm fine. Anyway, I bid you a good day.
Suit yourself. Good to see you up and about. Janine! Those barrels aren't changing.
Cooey poops! Cooey! Librarian!
Ah, good to see you up and about. General Conky was just telling us an amazing story about stuff.
Good to see you, Mayor Lugvert, Staff Sergeant Potts, and General Conky.
I say, old chap, how come I make it last on the bill? Anyway, I was in the middle of the most amazing story about my time in the Great Lex Wars. Of course, the Lex people are to be feared. Some say they dabble in the darkest of arts, dressed from tip to toe in black with their signature blindfolds. Oh, a force to be reckoned with. Of course, I didn't fear them a jot. No. You know, my nickname back at El Donesco High Command is the Pain. Must be referring to what a formidable opponent I am. Anyway, more drinks. I'll be back in a jiff. Excuse me. Barkeeper! Excuse me. Barkeeper!
It is good to see you on the mend.
Yes, thank you, Lugvert. I'm feeling much better.
Any word from the little blue guy?
Too obvious. And his turquoise. Let's refer to them as them, shall we?
Yes, librarian. The Galadrium military has got this place wrapped up tight. Defences are bolstered, and a substantial naval force patrol up and down our shores as well as the Forbidden Forest.
Yes, and we have established a land trade route from Dresden, so if we are blockaded again, we will be okay. Most of the stores and damage done by the pirates has been fixed, and people are starting to go back out on the streets.
Good, good.
Morale is on the rise.
Excellent.
So, any word from they?
No, there is no word from them. But that is a good thing. It's been over a month now. And all I know is that they're on a great adventure. And I have the greatest faith in them.
Moorings down, Splot. Ropes are tight and secure. Thank you, Callan. Hopefully we can hide ourselves in amongst all these abandoned ships. What is this place, Corral?
The once mighty Hakohin. The port city of Dunedin. These pirate ships are known as the Lost. They must have all perished, trying to raid the treasures of the mighty domes. We should get moving before nightfall. We've a long way to travel.
You heard her. Everybody get your kit. Let's get gone.
I was thinking about staying here, you know, keeping the ship secure. Am I right?
No. We've gone to great trouble to make the Lightning look like it's another abandoned ship. You're coming with us.
I am not right, then. So,
Doggy, listen to Daddy. I mean your master. You keep quiet when you need to keep quiet, okay? And if anything happens, you run back to the ship, no matter how far. Do you understand? Okay.
We'll have to jump ship from ship until we reach the dock.
Righto. Okay.
There, I think we should stay off the roads as much as we can. I know it'll slow us down, but I think this place is dangerous.
Okay. Gotcha. So, Brassman, you want to walk together? Maybe hold hands? Never stray that far from each other? I will take that as a maybe.
Ah, that was hard work. All them ships.
Yes, but some of them weren't all abandoned.
Well, they looked it to me. Weren't anybody on them.
This says everything about you, Splot, and your deep inability to take in any form of detail.
Right, that is it. I am going to duff you in the head. I don't care how big you are. I've had enough of all.
Oh, give it a rest, you two. You've been at it since we left.
I'm sorry, Colin, but she is always having a go at me.
Shh, silence. Something is coming. What is it, Jency? I'm not sure. A drum, footsteps, music.
Let's hide in this building upstairs because hiding is just fabulous. Am I right? I am right. Let's go.
You are right. Hiding's great. Come on.
Everybody, keep in the shadows, away from the window.
That is so creepy. Look at them. Dressed in black. Dancing around that glowing globe.
They are the Lex. What they are doing here so far from home, I have no idea. And that is some form of energy sphere.
It's a sucky sphere. It's like sucking things from doorways with its energy.
I don't exactly know what it is or what it is doing. I do. It's looking for lost souls, attracting them and harnessing their power.
Everybody stay quiet. Doggy, silence. Going. Let's give it a few minutes and then head in the opposite direction. We do not want to bump into them. Come on.
Sapphire, us 100 ships have now joined us.
Yes, excellent. What news from my sister's fleet?
3 days behind us, sir, due to their size.
Excellent. We will take Watar at the Isles of Cluad. And rest until they catch up.
Sir, Cluad.
Scared, are we?
No, sir, it's just...
You need not be. As long as you are guided by my hand, you fear nothing.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes, yes.
Now fly away, little chicken.
By your hand, sir. By your hand.
How much food, the Gareel? We've been traveling for 2 days. We're running low on water. Those domes... You think they're getting closer, but they're not.
It is the trick of the desert, Splot. One more full day. We will reach the temple at nightfall. We cannot miss it. It is in the middle of the domes. Okay. One more day. Let's just keep going.
One more day. Come on.
You can walk the barren lands that used to be the sea. Yellow is the color of the sun. Blue is the color of the sea. Turn gold and heavenly since you left me.
We made it. Everybody in. Everybody in.
Oh, look at it. Yeah, I'll say yeah. Oh, I don't care. I'm going to go sit down.
Oh. Look, Splut. That'll be the Maven, right? Carved into the wall. It's massive.
Yes, you are correct, Colan. I will build a fire. It is safe to have it in here. We must stay the night.
Yeah, but I'm getting straight on it. I want answers. Oh, we got to talk to a statue? I thought they'd be like a gatekeeper or a priest or something, I don't know.
Splot, we need to rest. Figure it all out. There's plenty of time.
Forget that. I want answers. I'm not waiting around all night.
Oh, he's so impatient. He really does get on my nerves. He has the right to be, Jancy. But I agree. He is very annoying. Don't sulk, Splot.
I'm not.
No. We'll try in the morning. Oh. There's always some sort of ritual. Something that has to be done.
Stupid. I'm going to sleep.
It's probably a blood ritual, right? Where you have to cut the palm of your hand, even though you use your hand for most things. And if you were thinking logically, you just cut yourself on your arm or somewhere you're not going to use to open things or do things with.
I don't think so. I don't think it's anything like that. It's just something we're not seeing. If we get rest, we can start again in the morning. I agree. But it is not blood. That is for the dark arts. But whatever it is, I think we require the sun to be in the sky.
Good morning, good morning. Oh. Morning, Colan.
Morning, mate.
You been up long?
Yeah, woke up to these two screaming at each other.
They have been at it since dawn.
Oh, where's the birthman?
Keeping watch.
Yeah, he's not left the doorway all night.
Well, let's have a little look-see. See if I can't help.
Yeah, I'd give it a miss if I was you.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Oh, not now. Not you.
Yes, Lighthouse Keeper, we're in the middle of something, okay?
Have you tried the little girl, you know, at the side of her mother, the Maven? Sort of mother and daughter thing.
I never even saw her.
Yeah, it's as plain as day. She's got her hand out, her mouth is slightly open, peering round her mother. Anyway, you guys don't need my help.
It makes perfect sense.
Catch you later.
Yes, that's it.
What, you mean I'm right? I'm actually right? Oh, it had to happen.
Splot, it's obvious.
Is it?
Look, Splot, look.
The sweets. The sour sweets from the fair folk, Father.
Yes. And I think all I have to do is pop one in her mouth. There you go.
Sour sweet is my favorite. Mummy! Mummy, people are here to see you.
Thank you, daughter. Now go and play. Those that stand before me in my temple are looking for answers. I will not be questioned. I will merely speak. The boy, abandoned, hunted, angry, selfish,
what?
Foolish, rash.
Right.
The one that seeks you is known to some as the Wooden Hag. She moves through the trees and through wood. She has promised the fair folk of the world that if they obey her, the land will return to forest. This is a lie. she will bring only blight. The girl, shunned by her parents and sent into a world that she was not ready for. You have stared into the stars. It has heightened your senses and given you powers that you will never understand. Those powers are not yours to keep and will return to the stars. But your words, your verse and poetry will last forever. Now you must leave. Go to the capital, Traxin in Staxis, and help them.
But why us? Why not raise an army or a great warrior?
I said no questions!
Sorry.
You really are annoying and abrasive.
You said foolish and rash. Never said annoying.
Armies do nothing but raise places to the ground and cause more trouble than there ever was before. For what you would call little people, they are the ones that make the change. Friends, love, and family. Unless your family are total gits, and then just go with love and friends. Now you must leave. Something terrible is coming, and the only way you'll survive is to run.
Right, don't need telling again. Let's go, 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 go. Everybody, single file, stick together. How long do we run for?
I think until we get clear from the temple.
I agree. Keep running. The brassman has spotted something. He's pointing to the sky.
Oh no! There's two of them! They're like bats or something!
They're bats, alright. We got them at home. But they're huge! Look at the size of them! With their tails so black, like something between silk and smoke.
Stay close to the brassman.
Shouldn't we carry on running?
It's too late to run. They are getting ready to dive.
They're coming. Get ready! The brassman's giving him what for?
Jency, get up!
Jency, look out! It's got Jency! Jency, no!
Out of the woods came the moon bears, holding hands and forming squares. Sung to the sky, asking for a seed for a mighty tree that the world might need. The clouds parted with a burning light, for the seed was inside a meteorite.
Please, sir, and leave a review. Thank you.